Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm here in San Diego. I mean, I surf, I'm active, you know, I'm an ex-college athlete. Well, I decided, you know, I'm going to try that Balance of Nature. Let's just see what happens. Like after about a month and a half, man, what a difference. That sold me right there. That's when I was like, you know, this stuff's working. So I'm going to stick with it. And so I've been sticking with it ever since. And it's definitely helped. And I definitely feel good. Seems like to be the real deal.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's SwissAmerica.com/thatkevinshow.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Thanks for hanging with us on a Monday. We've got important things to discuss, not the least of which is that all-out attack on Israel over the weekend. From Iran, Steve Yates from the America First Policy Institute will join us. Plus, a Money Monday. We'll check your portfolio and some new oil facts from Ed Kovalik. It's all straight ahead. Stay here.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you here. Thank you for being with us, and so appreciate the fact that you diligently try to focus on making sure that you're informed so that you can use the information that you have to make better decisions about how you're going to live your life and how this country ultimately gets run. Friends, if we don't have each other to depend upon, we don't have anything. Because that's what America is. It's you and I. It's our neighbors. It's our friends. It's who we talk to. It's how we help the world think a little more clearly. And that's what the purpose of this microphone is. And that's why we have everything available at thatkevinshow.com free. We don't put anything behind a paywall. And I want you to take advantage of that as best you can. If you follow my Sunday column for Town Hall, you know that I was lit for bear yesterday. I like others, you know, I was just living my life on a Saturday afternoon when I saw the first news reports come across that Iran had launched what they thought at the time was somewhere around or maybe just under 100 projectiles, maybe drones, maybe some cruise missiles. Drones and cruise missiles would take a couple of hours to get to Israel's airspace. What it turned out to be was an all-out assault of nearly 500 missiles, both ballistic and cruise. The ballistics fly much faster. Drones with very heavy payloads of bombs on them. And some were coming from not just the Iranian territory and its sovereign area, but also that of Yemen, where, you know, Iran's proxies, the Houthis, are behaving poorly down there. So there was a massive attack. That my biggest concern is that the world kind of goes to sleep going, oh, well, we took care of that. Well, this time, but it took the combined forces of the Israeli three-layer defense systems, the U.S. Air Force, Air Forces, most of them Navy coming off of the carriers, the Jordanians, of which the princess, the king, the king of Jordan, his daughter, flew five of the missions on Saturday night and took down five missiles in the process. So they did have some support from some of their Arab friends in the region. And just saying that word is a little bit odd, Arab friends to Israel. But the Abraham Accord countries, of which Saudi Arabia is not a formal participant in, but they led the way in not only not attacking Israel, but they lent some strategic support to Israel, as did many of the other Abraham Accord countries in the region. So that was good. But here's the thing. I don't know if you noticed this. On the night of the attack, at one point, all of the news channels said, this just in, Biden's about to get on the phone with Benjamin Netanyahu. As if he should have been on the phone with Benjamin Netanyahu like 5 minutes after the attack was known. Like, you should have said, yeah, let's get Bibi on the phone. I want to tell him that we're here and we're going. This was hours. This was literally after some of the bombs were already being intercepted by the forces that were defending Israel. But they broke in and they said, oh, these two are going to talk. And I would have really liked to have been part of that conversation, if nothing more than just a fly on a wall, because the long and the short of it is this. And hear me clearly on this. That attack that Iran carried out against our sovereign ally of Israel was paid for wholesale by Joe Biden by giving money to Iran that he was insistent upon giving them, that we had no reason to give them. From the moment he came into office, he said, we're going to give them all of this money that's been frozen because of their bad activities in terrorism. We're going to unfreeze these assets and we're going to give them back this money. And when they received it, what did they do? They started funding terrorist operations with Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis. And they began to plan their own attacks, which, I'm sorry, October 7th was an Iranian attack on Israel. I know that Hamas carried it out, but the reason that they killed those seven Iranian Republican National Guard dudes in the consulate in Damascus, which was really a forward operating military area. That's why the military guys were there. Because the guy that they took out, the top guy there, he's the one that planned all of it. And he ran the operation. He was the one telling which Hamas groups to spring into action when. This was all made possible because of our president. Factual reminder, you might not have heard on Fox News. I mean, you might have heard only on Fox News or Newsmax. But under Donald Trump, Iran was broke. They were brokety broke. They didn't have a dime. They never would have been able to launch the scale of attack they did last night, and they wouldn't have been able to coordinate October 7th if they had not had money coming their way. Now, you have all these pretend journalists running around, you know, oh, I'm so-and-so from CNN. Yes, I'm so important. I'm a reporter. they probably look shocked to learn this, but Hamas didn't design that attack. Iran did. And they have been saying for decades that they are going to take down the great Satans, Israel, the small Satan, the U.S., the large Satan. Joe Biden made it possible. Joe Biden fattened their purse, gave them the cash before him, Barack Obama, pallets and pallets of unmarked bills. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what the perverse reason that the Obama people and the Biden people love Iran so much. It does seem insatiable. I mean, when Reagan came into office, Jimmy Carter had not been able to get Iran to cough up our hostages. And before, when Ronald Reagan was sworn in, before he was able to get to his first inaugural ball that day, they had released the hostages. Iran, the regime, was afraid of the U.S. at one point in time. For some reason, Obama became their buddy, and he wanted to try to, I don't know, lure them into a better relationship. Does anybody think that's happened? Does anybody think that Joe Biden, you know, his mind being in absentia, has been able to do anything to bring them to our viewpoint? We're supposedly negotiating a nuclear deal with them, and they're laughing at us at the negotiation table, quote unquote, whatever that is. So when Trump came into office, he cut off all the funding. He tore up the nuclear deal and he said, we're not going to play that game anymore. We're going to do it the way I want to do it, which is putting America's interests first. But friends, our president betrayed our ally. And then this morning to tell him that he's not allowed to retaliate, to tell Benjamin Netanyahu, it's pathetic and we should not stand in Israel's way. Israel should be allowed to do what they need to do because they cannot count on the president that's in the White House right now. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're coming right back. Big show. Stay with us.
Look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed, and I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great, and because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome, Steve Yates. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Kevin. It's wonderful to join you today.
Good to have you with us. This last weekend, we saw in rather remarkable form, I will say, and having been to Israel multiple times myself and having experienced the kind of the tension that the people already there live with, it was rather stunning for me to watch drones and missiles be taken down by these defense systems and by the combined air forces of the Jordanians and the U.S. Over the city of Jerusalem, over the heartland of Israel itself. And I just want to get into the psychology of what's going on here, understanding that these attacks largely originated from Iran and from Yemen, much fewer from Yemen, but most of them from Iran. What do you think this indicates about where we are in the Middle East and just how powder keg that region is right now?
Well, it's a travesty that has been some years in the making, and it's also one that I think was unnecessary. It did not have to play out this way. Among the most important strategic developments in the Middle East in recent years, I consider to be the Abraham Accords, because it got us out of just being stuck in this unending tit for tat back and forth about Israel and Palestine. And there's a whole host of objective problems with over-focus there. We also had, I thought, under the Abraham Accords, a broad coalition working toward an alternative path to peace and prosperity and keeping maximum pressure on Iran. All these things, I think, would be common sense to Americans, but they were also common sense to the citizens of Israel and many of our Gulf Arab allies.
Well, might I just add, before we go any further, that it was the participants of the Abraham Accords that did not jump on board, that did not get involved. And in fact, you know, the Jordanian princess flying a few missions and knocking some of these things down out of her own skies. I mean, there was as much Arab state support as I've ever witnessed of Israel being actively attacked as we ever saw. And certainly it would have been an opportunity for bad actors to jump forward if they had wanted to.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we look at how things have played out, number one, I think you have to look at the provocative weakness of the Biden approach to the world. It's all linked together because bad actors watch what's happening in other theaters and they take their cues. And that's why we have to be careful how things play out in this particular theater when we have actors like Beijing and Moscow and others ready to act in other areas against our interests and against our allies. And so what does this say about American allies if in the past administration we have allies get on board with something like the Abraham Accords and that gets walked back? What does it say about allies when they are attacked by a terrorist organization and our president starts emphasizing that they should have a ceasefire before hostages are fully released and accounted for? And then what does it say about an alliance if you have an external party that's been an adversary since forever engaging in a direct attack on your sovereign territory? In the United States, yes, it may help with air defense for a time, but immediately begins leaking that, well, you better be careful about how you respond. All the pressure has been on our ally, and people may have their rationale for that. I wouldn't agree with it with regard to Israel, but that's toxic for upholding American alliances in other parts of the world that are sure to be tested in the wake of this kind of an exchange.
What are we to make of Biden's admonition to Netanyahu to not retaliate? I mean, of course, this was the same man who told Iran don't, and they really listened to him. So I'm guessing Netanyahu should pay about as much attention to him as Iran did.
Yeah, I mean, it really gets at the principle of what is an ally of the United States. And when they're under direct attack, is the deal we make that we promise that we'll be a good ally and tell you what you shouldn't do after you've been attacked? That's just not a basis to grow forward on your alliances. And when it comes to trying to influence Prime Minister Netanyahu, it sure would have helped if the president would have thought about solidifying his personal relationship with that leader so that in a time of crisis, you might get an audience that listens if this is what you think is best. But it just proves that on a personal level, political level, and strategic level, President Biden did not drive this alliance into a healthy situation for the outcome that he seems to want. But I would argue he doesn't even seek the outcome that I think is necessary. We have to have maximum pressure back against Iran, not releasing sanctioned funds back to them, which now we see one for one. You pull back the sanctions, they do get more money, and things start flying in Israel's direction.
Let me ask you specifically. Wouldn't happen, and it did. What is it about the regime in Iran that the Obama administration and now the Biden administration seem to love so much? This to me, when Biden came to office, it seemed to me to be so outsized by actual priorities of what the world needed to have communicated in the transition of power in the United States, that he would go to such level to demonstrate that he was going to overturn everything that Donald Trump had done. When Donald Trump made the argument this last weekend, and it's hard to argue with him, if he had been in office, none of this would have happened. Ukraine probably wouldn't have happened, and Iran certainly wouldn't have been enriched so as to fund the Houthis, Hamas, and Hezbollah, so to fund an October 7th, so to fund nearly 400 projectiles flying at Israel. But this was something that it seemed like no matter what you told Obama or Biden, that they were just passionately committed to making sure that Iran got money.
Well, you're absolutely right. There is kind of a pathology there that I think to most of us is at least head scratching, if not outright revolting. It's also completely.
What do they say, though? What's even the rationale for it?
So the best I can try to deduce, and I would be an imperfect psychologist in trying to pull this out of a brain that I'm not sure is there. But if you look at the history of the Cold War and those who thought that we need to identify where our primary challengers are, and maybe we're not going to overcome them. So we need détente. We need a way to get along with those kinds of challengers. And so we've got to make a deal with them and sue for peace and see how that goes. And if you look at détente with China for strategic purposes, then you'd look at this as Iran as a civilizational power in the Middle East that, if it was normalized, could be a force for stability in a regional strategy. I think that it's a completely crazy interpretation of outcomes in the Middle East. But I do think that they look at Iran as less threatening to their theory of the world than, say, our Gulf allies. Just look at the vitriol that was aimed at Saudi Arabia. Not a perfect kingdom, not a perfect country. But look at the vitriol, personal and strategic, that was aimed at Saudi Arabia at the beginning of this administration versus that aimed at the leaders.
Well, then the president's confused when he goes to Saudi Arabia and begs them to sell him oil, and they say no. Like, it's like, you don't have any... Like, I've had kids that... My own children that have been on the spectrum have had trouble, quote, reading the room, as, you know, when they crack a joke and when they don't. This president has no clue what room he's in, much less how to read it.
And everyone around the world knows it.
He's Steve Yates. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thank you for being here. Coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters beginning April 26th. Join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Timothy Mahoney uncovers evidence of the true location of Mount Sinai, interviewing modern-day Exodus explorers and scholars.
Once I realized what this site was, I dropped to my knees.
All of the evidence, it's sitting out there for everyone to see.
Inspiring and faith-affirming. Journey to Mount Sinai 2 in theaters only May 15th and 17th. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com.
Did you know color is vital to your health? Now, I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free, or my six-piece towel sets. buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646, that's 800-289-2646, or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
But look around you, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. It's a Money Monday. And today, Hillary Kramer away from the microphone, but glad to still have one of her top researchers, Scott Martin, joining us. And Scott, I was thinking of Hillary and really all of my Jewish friends over the weekend. I, like many Americans, saw the news reports coming down on Saturday afternoon and then kind of just kept it parked on the coverage all night. I am thankful that we were able to take out all of the drones and missiles and everything that we could, but this had to have had a disruption of some sort in the global markets today for two reasons. One, Iran is a big producer of oil. Two, Israel is a big producer of companies that are traded. In fact, I think they're the third most traded country on the American exchanges. So given all of that, how did the market approach things this morning?
Kevin, yeah, thank you for setting that up. And as always, thanks for having me on here. There is really no short answer, so I might take a couple seconds. Anytime you get this kind of geopolitical development, especially over the weekends, the market kind of wakes up confused. There's all the kinds of different cross currents, you know, like you were talking about oil versus companies versus the bond market versus the defense companies. You know, you can always trade these companies. But what it really boiled down to today is people woke up after two days of really scary headlines sometimes. You know, the notion of Iran attacking Israel from its own soil, throwing all those rockets, it looked like this could escalate really quickly. And so what happens then is money flows into the bond market because U.S. Treasury bonds, safest investment in the world. And today it flooded right back out again. And that scared the market too. So it's sort of like a reverse Goldilocks. You can't have it good sometimes, no matter what.
So, and that was the extent of it? Just the bond market got touched, or were there other areas that saw action because of it?
That's pretty much it. Israeli stocks have been under a little bit of a shadow, shall we say, for months now. That didn't change. You know, that's not going to change until we finally get peace in that region one way or another. What did happen, though, we noticed is half of those Iranian drones just malfunctioned on the way. And we managed to catch the other ones. So once again, U.S. defense capabilities unsurpassed.
Are defense companies showing a little bump today?
They're showing a little bump just because I think they cost $5 billion to fight off all those missiles. But what's really going on is oil is down. And so that means that people are recognizing the Iranian threat kind of empty.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting to see where that goes, because obviously America's energy supply, with us not producing our own, creates a constant demand to find it elsewhere. And Venezuela and Iran are not the people I want to be buying our oil from. Sorry, just not my favorite places. Would rather be pulling it out of our own continental shelf over here. Having said that, what's going on? I know that in the corporate world, Tesla's got some activity going on and some other things. Tell us, bring us up to speed.
Yeah, so we woke up this morning and it looks like Tesla's laying off 10% of its workforce. And that can be, sometimes that's a mark of improvement. You know, it's a corporate tightening the belt to run a more efficient operation. This time, the people are viewing that as a signal of desperation. They're saying Tesla cannot pay its bills. They can't make payroll. That looks bad. Stock's down 4% today.
All right. What else is happening?
Just sort of general bad case of the Mondays. Apple's down. Looks like iPhone shipments are cratering. You know, can't buy them in China. Can't and everyone here has a phone that works perfectly well, so why upgrade? So that stock is down. The banks are doing pretty well, but Jamie Dimon last week, he was really sort of skeptical about the Fed and America's chances for staying in a stable world going forward.
Very, very interesting. Well, I know you always come loaded with picks. Give us a few that you're watching on this Monday.
There's always a bright side. We really love Spotify. S-P-O-T. They're the streaming music company. But the charm there is, unlike Elon Musk and Tesla, they did layoffs a couple months ago in order to turn a profit and make a sustainable business. It worked, and now the company actually has enough pull with the audience that they're raising their fees.
Oh, wow.
And so a profitable thing, you know, and nobody's complaining.
If you want to read more about what Scott has to say, he's often the author of that Trading Desk email. You can get it at hillarykramer.com. Scott, always appreciate you being with us. Thanks for checking us out today.
Sir, thank you for having me. Talk to you soon.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Stay here.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed, and I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great, and because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Everywhere I go, oh, I change it up, oh, always on my own, oh, and I'm still New York.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you. We have been speaking in recent days with Ed Kavalik of Prairie Operating Group, our good friends that are drilling for oil in the good old continental shelf of the USA, right here under our feet. And he is also making the case for why fossil fuels have not seen their best days in the past. In fact, their best days may yet still be in front of us. And if you'd like any of the stuff we talk about, you can find all of it at oilfacts.com, oilfacts.com. But Ed, it's good to see you again.
Hey, it's great to be back with you again, Kevin.
Last time we talked about all of the disasters, the natural disasters that fossil fuels have helped us avoid in terms of so many different things that we were told, if we didn't make an adjustment by this date, terrible things were going to happen. Today, we're going to talk about a similar kind of thing, but this has more to do with the expectation of and the quality of life. Rewind the tape a little bit for us, Ed. What were the climate experts telling us just a few years ago about what was going to happen to mankind if we didn't adopt a completely renewable approach to our energy supply?
Well, there's been quite a bit of catastrophizing, as I call it, to go around, really beginning as a theme back in the 1960s about humanity ending in the 70s because we were going to overpopulate the planet. We were going to run out of the ability to grow enough food. We were going to overpollute. There was going to be, acid rain that would kill all of our crops. The bees were going to die. You know, every year there's sort of a new catastrophe that was coming within 3 to 5 years. Well, I have good news for all your listeners. None of those things actually ever happened.
Yep. Well, and that's what we kind of covered last year. But alongside of this, there were expectations by smart people that these things were going to happen and that human life was going to be impacted and that poverty was going to be grown and that there was going to be an almost inability for income to continue to grow for humans here on the planet because of the, quote, energy crisis that we were facing. But in the meantime, CO2 did rise. What happened?
Well, climate-related disasters deaths have actually plummeted by 98%, even as CO2 levels have risen. So to claim that there's a correlation between the two would be completely disingenuous.
And what should we then be understanding as a result of that in terms of, does CO2 harm human life?
Well, it doesn't seem to be harming human life because we're actually prospering. Humanity is flourishing. And if you look at times in the past, the history of the planet, there have been many occasions where CO2 has actually been in far greater concentrations than it is today. And we've had flourishing of, you know, flora and fauna during that period of time. So this whole idea that CO2 is a doomsday molecule above a certain level of which, you know, we can't live on this planet is a total fabrication.
Well, the argument is that it creates some sort of screen that doesn't allow the sun to properly work its proper way with us, et cetera. But the great people over at oilfacts.com have given me three what they call irrefutable facts. Let's break into these a little bit. Fossil fuels power the sophisticated machinery that's necessary to reliably supply food and fresh water on a scale of billions of people. So it's not just that CO2 didn't kill off humanity. It's that fossil fuels are actually the fuel to get food and water to humanity.
That's right, Kevin. Fossil fuels are really a miracle molecule because they've been able to power everything that we do in our lives. Most importantly, grow food and protect us from the ill effects of climate. And in fact, you know, cold is much more of a danger to humanity than heat, and the amount of deaths resulting from cold deaths, because guess what? We can now heat our homes because of fossil fuels. You know, that number of deaths is far less than it ever has been in history. And so without fossil fuels, far larger numbers of people would be dying from cold deaths, from lack of availability of food, from, you know, inavailability of air conditioning in hotter climates. And so we really have a lot of to be thankful for with respect to having fossil fuels.
Yeah. And I'm looking at some of the machines that bring that food and refrigeration to us. And just the short list, cultivation machines, you know, how they harvest, computing machines, refrigeration machinery, purification machinery, pumps, irrigation, all these things are vital to the production of food. And as we have seen, and we've just been talking about, these biggest breakthroughs in food delivery have all come in the era of this supposedly, you know, warming cycle. And I'm really unfamiliar with what the science actually is at this moment, because when I was in the 70s, in elementary school, we were facing the ice age. And then I was told that global warming was going to kill us all. And if I understand it correctly now, we've actually been on a little bit of a cooling cycle, not a terribly drastic one, but we've been in a cooling cycle for a while. So what's even the real truth about, you know, what the action of the atmosphere is at this point in time?
Well, you kind of hit the nail on the head. We actually have been in a cooling cycle. Technically speaking, it's an ice age compared to periods of time where the temperature of the planet has been much higher and CO2 concentrations have been much higher. So it's a huge misnomer to believe that, you know, we are in the midst of, we're certainly warming, but is it global warming relative to the historic temperature norm of the planet? The answer is absolutely not.
We need some common sense people at the table. And I feel like Ed Kovalik is one of those voices, and so glad to be able to have him here. Ed, we'll talk to you again real soon. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Kevin. Really appreciate the time.
Again, the website is oilfacts.com, and you can go there and read more. There's three more irrefutable facts that we've posted up there just this week. You can see last week's conversation as well. I hope you'll check that out. And also on a couple of social media outlets, TikTok and Instagram and Twitter. You can go see oilfacts.com there as well as the website oilfacts.com. Kevin McCullough coming right back from Times Square. Don't go away.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Color is vital to your health. I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Final few minutes of the Monday edition. And I want to say thank you to everybody that's been part of the show today. Steve Yates and Scott Martin, as well as Ed Kovalik. We're fighting for freedom, friends, on a whole bunch of different levels. As is Marco Rubio. And I got to tell you, I'm from the time that he and the other Tea Party guys came into office, Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, these guys have been stellar. They have stood for America, for our freedoms, for our founding principles, for the very ideas and ideals that make America great. And I've always appreciated that. But he held no fire from criticism of the president today, because he accused, when President Biden spoke with Netanyahu, again, way too late in the night on Saturday, and then he spoke to him again yesterday, and then he comes out and he reveals what he told Netanyahu. He says, oh, well, I congratulated him on fending off the attack, and I told him that he should not retaliate. Now, Rubio contends that sharing the details of the phone call at all was wrongheaded completely. But he's saying that he's shared those details specifically because he's trying to appease the anti-Israel, pro-terrorist Muslim crazies that are in Michigan and Minnesota. And so he's trying to, you know, be proactively saying, oh, well, I told him that they couldn't retaliate. He called Netanyahu to congratulate him on fending off the attacks and said that he also urged him not to retaliate against Iran and escalate tensions in the region. Rubio claimed that Biden shared these details to appease ceasefire activists whom Marco Rubio says are really terrorists. Rubio argued that the U.S. already knew Israel would retaliate, so this was part of a political game the Biden administration was playing. And Rubio said this to Jake Tapper yesterday. There's only one reason why he would leak that. And that was so that when Israel does respond, the White House can say, we told them not to do it. By the way, these ceasefire now people who were out cheering at the launch of the hundreds of rockets and drones and missiles against Israel, people that are out there cheering military attacks of this scale and scope, are not peace activists. They're anti-Semites, anti-Israel, pro-terrorist elements. And we need to stop calling them peace activists. They are not peace activists. Peace activists do not cheer massive attacks against other countries, which is what they were doing yesterday. So I guess this is part of the White House's effort to appease them by putting this out proactively. He's spot on, by the way. He couldn't be more right. That's exactly why Joe Biden did this, because Joe Biden wrote the check that made the entire attack possible. He sent the cash to Iran that made 10-7 possible, and he sent the cash to Iran that made yesterday or this weekend possible. And he needs to be held accountable for it. And if no one else does, then the voters need to hold him accountable on Election Day on November 5th. That's just all there is to it. He paid for the attack against our best ally. And he should be ashamed of himself. So says Kevin McCullough. You want more information? ThatKevinShow.com. ThatKevinShow.com. ThatKevinShow on any social media. Come follow us. We'd be glad to interact with you there as well. Hope you have a great Monday. Thanks for being here.